Okay, next on the schedule is Gilles Doucette and the Folk Festival.
Thanks, Madame Reeve. Hi, everyone. Many of you already know me. I'm Gilles Doucette, and I'm the organizer of the Massaqua Folk Festival, which is being hosted by the Bare Bottom Campground this year. We realize the new location has been a concern, so we're here today to field your questions. I've asked you to write down your questions in advance. Madame Reeve, if you could read out the first question.
Sure thing, Gil. It says, this festival gets about 10,000 people coming. In the old location, it seemed to work, but this is different. I don't think the campground or the community can handle that many people. Not everybody is going to stay at the Bare Bottom Campground, which means, will they drive? That's going to be a huge traffic problem. I don't want 5,000 cars driving down my road every day.
That's a great point. So, how about this? Let's set up buses between the other campgrounds in the area to transport everybody in. Do you think it would be possible to use the school buses that weekend to shuttle people to and from the festival grounds?
That might be possible.
Okay, question number two then, Madame Reeve.
Two words written here. Alcohol, drunks.
Ah, I was expecting to feel this one. Claire Turner and I have been talking long and hard about this. We won't be applying for a liquor license for this year's folk festival. That means no alcohol, and our security will make sure it stays that way.
Okay. Next one is about pollution. It says, 10,000 people make a big mess.
Oh, I'm with you on that. I've been trying to get volunteers to come in and make sure the mess is contained.
And it says more here about the other kind of mess. You know, bathrooms.
Actually, I was hoping Ivan Bros might lend us his field for the portable toilets. He's not here tonight, so I'll have to ask him later.
Okay, then. Let's move on to, this question. It says, Gilles, I work for the food bank in town, and you know my husband manages the grocery store. Even with the last festival, we ran low on supplies. The food bank was empty for weeks afterwards. We didn't have enough to feed our own people. I don't think we can handle so many people using up our resources like that.
I hadn't realized that.
If I may, Gil, would it be possible for the festival to make a donation to some of our charity organizations in advance? If the food bank is prepared for the extra service, or maybe during the festival, you could have a fundraiser. We could run a couple different ones. The food bank, the local hospital, or the kids center. The money would go directly back into the community. Or maybe the food bank could set up a bin to collect food donations directly. Now, along the same line, I was wondering if local businesses would be willing to get involved with the festival, too. Mrs. Bros could sell her famous honey or beeswax candles, or maybe we could have one of our local yoga teachers run a class between concerts.
Whoa, hang on a second. This is a lot to think about, Madame Reeve. Maybe I could take these suggestion cards home. Mrs. Turner and I will respond to everyone's questions and comments.